my gay. Me and my baby just moved out today.
Where?
Happiness Street, corner Sunshine Square. Now we don't quarrel now. We're so glad, glad that we're living where love is the fad.
Where?
Happiness Street, corner Sunshine Square. They never heard of blues, they never heard of fears, they never heard of woes, they never heard of tears. That's the reason folks are happy there. Pack up your troubles, take my advice. You and your baby can find paradise.
Where?
Happiness Street, corner Sunshine Square. Call it Sunshine Square.
Where?
Happiness Street. Call it Sunshine Square. They never heard of blues. They never heard of fears. They never heard of woes. They never heard of tears. That's the reason folks are happy there. So pack up your troubles, take my advice. You and your baby can find paradise.
Where?
Happiness Street, corner Sunshine Square. Bo-ba-bo-bo-bo-ba-bo-bo. On Happiness Street, corner Sunshine.
Tony Bennett moved on to Happiness Street in 1956 and welcomes us to the neighborhood today on the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. Each week I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. For the next 2 hours, you'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s with occasional excursions beyond that range. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so this week's music box contains some songs by Irish-born singers. Songs like Brown Eyed Girl by Belfast native Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday, I'm so slow. Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium.
out to you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Rangers, a.k.a. John Fogerty, released that remake of the pop and R&B standard Hearts of Stone in 1973. We also heard Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison from 1967. From my house to your radio, this is The Music Box on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. We have a number of music birthdays to remember this week, including three from Mississippi. One of those is singer and songwriter Jim Weatherly, who was born in Pontotoc on March 17, 1943. The starting quarterback for the Ole Miss Rebels in 1963, he chose a career in music rather than football after graduation. We'll hear one of his most famous compositions shortly. But first, from his 1975 album, Magnolias and Misfits, this is Mississippi.
Then a war came along and broke her heart and left her there to die. With her gown in tattered shreds, she raised her weary head and vowed, she'd rise again. Looking back to yesterday, she's come a long, long way since then. Mississippi, this is your song. Sung for all the righteous people who won't let you forget when you're wrong. In the past they've written songs for everything that's red, white, and blue. It's been a long time coming, so Mississippi, this one's for you. Born into her family and raised on the labors of her fields. Beneath the summer sun's warm haze, she let me run across her meadows and her hills. But she's still the last in line when they pass out poems and rhymes about the land of the free. Lord, she's still misunderstood, but she's been mighty good to me. Mississippi, this is your song, sung for all the righteous people who won't let you forget when you were wrong. In the past they've written songs for everything that's red, white, and blue. It's been a long time coming, so Mississippi, here's one for you. Mississippi. This is your song.
Said I'd better live in his world than live without him.
Jim Weatherly wrote Midnight Train to Georgia, and Gladys Knight and the Pips made it into a pop and R&B standard in 1973. And we heard Mississippi, sung by Jim Weatherly. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. Songwriter Jerry Reed wrote a song that Elvis Presley liked and wanted to record. But when he went into the studio, he couldn't get the guitar sound that he had heard on the Jerry Reed recording. RCA caught up with Jerry Reed and asked him to call the studio and tell them how to get that sound. "You can't tell it over the phone," Reed said. "You just need to arrange for me to come and play it." Those arrangements were made, and Elvis got the sound he wanted for his 1967 recording of Guitar Man.
"Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging a guitar man. Show them, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's. You got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you a story that's all about this job I had one time as a town scout. I'd had a hard day at the office and the boss wasn't in town. The day this hairy-legged guitar picker just happened to come around. Well, he walks into my office with a great big grin. And folks, that's where my story really begins. He said, "Son, my name is Beauregard Rippy. Come to you from Tupelo, Mississippi. I write songs and I sing like a bird. I play licks on my guitar like you ain't never heard. But I'm down on my luck, things are just a little slack. I got a quarter in my pocket and a shirt on my back. But you buy me some supper, give me a place I can sleep. Said I'll sing you some songs and knock your head in the creek. I got talent, boy. Sit back home, they call me the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. Well, I knew I was in a room with some kind of a nut when he pulled out that pack of used cigarette butts. So that's when I told him, we can't use you today. So I handed the boy a dollar and I sent him on his way. Well, the boss got back and we both had a laugh when I told him about the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. And pretty soon I had the story circulating around about this Mississippi nut that we had in our town. I said, watch him, everybody, the boy's squirrely. He walks around, called himself the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. While I was driving to my home, I just happened to have my car radio on, when I heard a jockey raving about a brand new smash by a kid called the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. Well, I almost wrecked my automobile. I went through red lights, I hit a traffic cop. Why, well, my story's got an ending and it's short and sweet. The boss man, he fired me and left me out in the street. But I got a new job now and I'm learning real fast. I'm a driving the bus for the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. And his Cadillac, I'm driving that farm too. And that yacht he's got, and his airplane. Well, chauffeur, sure good, I always say. That's the Tupelo Mississippi, who ever heard of it?
Jerry Reed released Tupelo Mississippi Flash at about the same time Elvis Presley released his recording of Guitar Man in 1967. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.